When does a phenomenon become the unknown? When all attempts at understanding fail, and those who thirst for knowledge and understanding watch as research turns to ash in their mouth. As the phenomenon turns from a riddle to be solved into anomalous fascination. Hello, friends. Thank you for tuning in to episode 16 of the Anomalous Fascination podcast. I'd like once again to give thanks to my amazing listeners. You all make this worth it so much. If you'd like to show your support, be sure to like, comment, and share new episode posts, or even just tell a friend about an episode you like. So, after a heavier than usual topic for episode 15, I decided to move forward with a more lighthearted episode this week to give a little bit of balance. Some folks like their coffee black, but a little creamer never hurt anyone. And now, on to the episode. How much do you know about sheep? Seems like a weird way to start an episode, huh? But it's a good question to ask before we get started. Presumably not a whole lot of you are raising your hands to read your 400-page sheep manifesto. And if you were, please at me on Twitter. Sure, most people know that sheep can be raised for their wool, and many to be killed and turned into lamb or mutton. But what about the species itself? Surprisingly, sheep are much smarter than people give them credit for. People like to use the term sheep or sheeple to refer to people who blindly follow the rest of the group. But in nature, let's just say being a, quote, woke individualist isn't exactly the smartest option. Sheep are just as smart as any other livestock, and have both great memories and empathy for the rest of their flock. So, why are we talking about the intelligence level of sheep? I suppose it's just a reminder that sheep have critical thinking skills and are not frightened by just anything. Yet, at 8 p.m., November 3rd, 1888, near the town of Reading, England, something happened. What happened, you ask? Well, we're not quite sure. But whatever it was, it resulted in roughly 10,000 sheep over 200 square miles or 520 square kilometers to suddenly, completely in unison, begin panicking, running for dear life, and hiding wherever they could for the next 8 to 10 hours. Let's take a stroll, shall we? So, we got sheep. They were everywhere, it seems. Despite the sheep exploding into action around 8 p.m., most of the farmers and members of the community weren't able to do much about the situation until the following morning. It was painfully dark out that night, along with thunderstorms much of the evening. And to be clear, it wasn't an issue of the farmers and locals not knowing about the event when it happened. It would be almost impossible to miss. With a deafening cacophony of baas, and the sound of fences and various other pieces of property being trampled and destroyed. No, everyone for miles could do nothing but stay inside, as the unusual darkness of the evening made it impossible to see more than just a foot ahead of you, and constant rain making lanterns extinguish in seconds. When the morning came, the farmers came outside and the scene was absolute destruction and trampled muddy earth. You'd look outside and see a sheep near your property, but more likely than not, it wasn't even your sheep. No, once the locals set out searching for the sheep, they were finding them in the strangest places, often miles and miles away from the property. Some would be found still huddling together, shaking in fear in the corner of a field with a still intact fence. Others would be found alone hiding under a hedge, or hiding in a small gathering of trees, still panting with terror as if it were being pursued. After this enormous undertaking was completed, with days worth of searching and herding, the community wanted answers, and who could blame them? There were theories abound about the cause of the incident. They began by pointing to the obvious things that they knew about the night before, such as the thunderstorm in the area. However, the lightning wasn't reported to have been very severe that night. And most importantly, if lightning had been the culprit, there'd be sheep panics everywhere on Earth for centuries. So sadly, the lightning theory was dismissed almost immediately. Then, the idea many of the local farmers and ranchers grasped to was that it must have been malicious mischief. Yep, that's right, just a bunch of ornery folks out there trying to have some fun at their expense by scaring all the sheep away. Doggone it. A reasonable possibility though, right? Unfortunately, anyone who has objectively looked at this event states that it would have taken one of the most coordinated undertakings of all time to cause over 10,000 sheep spread widely amongst multiple farms across 200 square miles to start panicking at the exact same moment. Not to mention, it would take well over 1,000 people to do something like this. Which, if that did happen, that's possibly more disturbing than the sheep part. 1,000 people standing out in the darkness and rain, just for a laugh. Another curious theory that was not entirely unreasonable was that perhaps a meteor had exploded in the atmosphere, obviously to less devastation than the unexplained Tunguska event we discussed in episode 12. This could certainly explain a single event at an exact moment to spur the sheep into action if it were significant enough. But if it was significant enough, it would have been tremendously loud, bright, and extremely visible to almost anyone on Earth. In which case, a sheep panic would probably be pretty far back in the papers that week. And obviously, most importantly, no one reported any such event. So once again, that theory strikes out as well. So what got these sheep so spooked? Let's take a quick break and we'll delve in deeper. Imagine you're standing outside in the middle of a field, with hundreds of other people around, some friends, some perfect strangers. It's dark out, but your eyes have adjusted well enough to see a bit ahead of you. When suddenly, a shifting darkness comes across the field, and at once, against all explanation, you can no longer see anything. What would you do? Going inside of a lightless walk-in closet where no light can enter is one thing, because you expect it to be pitch black. But when the outside becomes lightless, and you know you're not alone, it would certainly be a frightening experience. So I guess I can tell you what one of the most prominent theories for this event was. That's right, absolute pitch black darkness. I mentioned briefly early on just how dark it was out that night, where you could barely see your hands in front of you. Evidently, many people who have looked at this somewhat objectively have theorized that perhaps a low-hanging, blacker and thicker cloud cover came across and truly blotted out the moonlight. Sheep are smart, but a combination of generalized fear and the honest thought that they may have suddenly gone blind could certainly cause a panic of unprecedented proportions. Of course, this theory has many holes in it as well, particularly that all 10,000 sheep would not be impacted at the exact same moment. And then furthermore, that once the complete darkness subsided, why would they continue fleeing all the way until the next morning, where they were discovered? But it is one of the more interesting theories. Because it is hard to fathom, a night being that dark. Particularly hard to imagine for us today, with lights being visible from almost everywhere. When it comes down to it, any theory that was proposed had a simple question asked in response to it. Are you saying that these circumstances have never occurred before in documented human history? Is what you are describing so rare that it would only have been possible to happen in this small area of England and nowhere else? Because that's the problem. Sure, there may have been extraordinary circumstances, but not so extraordinary that it would never have happened before. Or that it would have only happened in this one small section of the world. Either way, we are still left scratching our heads about this extremely strange and seemingly random event. Admittedly, a lower stakes event than many of the topics we've covered in the past, although to farmers in 1888, they may disagree. Fortunately, this would be the last time the world would see a sheep panic quite like this. Well, okay, so I may have fibbed a bit there. Because another sheep panic of almost the exact same significance would occur only 5 years later in 1893. The details were, of course, also unknown and unexplainable regarding this event. However, the location of the event was most unusual. Because this event would not happen in the Great Plains of the U.S., India, Russia, or even China. No, this event would occur in Berkshire, England, 11 miles or 18 kilometers away from the original occurrence in Reading. Which makes you wonder, was something living there? Something unnatural? Thank you again for listening to this episode of Anomalous Fascination. If you'd like to keep in touch with the show, you can find me at AnomalyPod on Facebook and Twitter, or email me at AnomalousFascination@gmail.com. And if you love the show, hop on Apple Podcasts and leave the show a nice 5-star rating and review. Or even just tell a friend about it. And until next time, thanks for listening.